He's at this hour and a community connection on the way next. Jennifer Ennis is in from Elder Care. And first of all, nice July. So far, didn't keep you awake too much with fireworks last night, right?
No, not too bad, though. It was great. So it was a wonderful day. It wasn't too hot. I mean, I know it was still hot, but I was kind of imagining it'd be more miserable than it was.
By about 6 o'clock, there was a pretty nice breeze, at least through the downtown area. And I think people, certainly by fireworks time, but even by 7:30 or 8, were feeling pretty comfortable.
Yeah, and it's always so fun to see the community out at all the fireworks things. It's nice. I mean, a lot of people were off, and mm-hmm. you could just see everyone's excitement to celebrate the 4th of July. So hopefully everyone listening had a wonderful holiday and are ready, if you work, to go back to work today for 2 more days.
How much more hard can it be? It's only 2 days.
It's just the second Monday this week. It's okay. But, like I said, the heat wasn't so bad, but it's still the middle of the summer. I mean, we really just got kicked off in the heat. And so I always like to remind everyone, if you don't know about our Cool Room project, I'd like to spend a minute and chat about that.
Cool Room project, I know it's been going on for a long time, but it, like you said, for a lot of people, if you don't need it, you take no heat of it, and all of a sudden you find yourself, it's hot in the house here. What am I going to do about it?
Exactly. So our Cool Room project, it is where we can loan out those window units, window air conditioning units, to anybody 60 or older who either doesn't have central air and heat all the time, or maybe you found yourself in a situation where you do and it's broken and it might take 3 weeks to fix. And what are you going to do in that time? Heat is dangerous for anybody, but it is especially dangerous for very young individuals and people who are aging, because you can't control your body temperature like you can when you're in your 40s. And so if you find yourself in that situation, broken air conditioner for a couple weeks, no air conditioner, period, you can give us a call and we will go through a small checklist just to make sure that your house is good for it. Then you can borrow one of those AC units for the summer. Keep it in a room. We always recommend one with a door so you can close. Have one really cool room in your house that you can kind of retreat to. Some people pick a living room. Some people pick a bedroom. So it just kind of depends on where in your house is better. And it will, those things put out a lot of cool air. It's not like a little bit. You'll really have a room that's comfortable and safe for you during the heat. And it's just going to keep getting hotter this summer. So keep it in mind if you fall into one of those categories now, or maybe in a couple weeks you fall into it.
And I would think for most years we kind of feel those summertime temperatures well into September. So July, August, September, you're going to get a lot of relief for no investment as far as the air conditioner, because it's from Elder Care.
Exactly. So we loan out the units. Now, we don't install them for you, so you'll need to find a neighbor or a family member or friend, someone who can come over and help install. It just takes about 20 minutes. It's really not too long of a time to install it.
Not really hard, but it's going to take a little bit of lifting and a little bit of muscling it around the window.
Exactly. Yeah. Not difficult. You just got to be able to lift it and get it where it needs to be. And then, you're going to have to pay for maybe the slight increase of electric, but it's really not as much as people think they are. And so that way you're safe. You can have a place, you can go outside, you can still garden for a couple minutes and then come inside and know that you're safe instead of feeling like you're sitting in front of a fan not doing anything.
Exactly. And then I think that living room idea, at least in one sense, works out pretty well, because during the hottest portion of the day, you're in some comfortable temperatures. And if your living room is close to that sleeping facility, then you can, use a fan to blow some of it in once the day starts to cool off a little bit.
Exactly. And some people find that they just maybe relocate to the living room on those really hot days where that bedroom's a little stifling. So it is really a great way to cool down during this heat of the summer. So if you know somebody who is 60 or older, or if that's you, give us a call. We'll walk you through the program, show you how to do it. But we just want to make sure everyone knows about this resource, because no one knows how the summer's going to go. Maybe it stays fairly mild, kind of like it has been, or maybe it becomes really, really unbearable, and air conditioners will start to break, or or you think you're okay with a couple fans and the windows open, but it might get too hot for that. And so we just want everyone to know about this resource so that nobody is miserable. And more importantly, nobody's at risk of heat-related illnesses or heat stroke because they don't have access to something. We want to give you access to that.
Yeah. And then in the fall, whatever date you send them out, you kind of send out a reminder, well, things are cooling off now. Please bring back the air conditioner. You recondition them if necessary and getting ready for the next cooling season next year.
We do. You know, we don't ever give you like a set date when you come pick up your air conditioner because like you said, sometimes it could be well into September before it really starts to cool down. So we keep an eye and we think, okay, it's been a week or two of cooler temperatures. We send out a letter and then you have a couple weeks to get them back to us. We maintain them, we clean them, but we also replace them. We, you know, those units are only good for a couple years, and so the donations that come in through the community help us replace and keep those inventories up so that we can serve more people, and those that we serve maybe on a yearly basis actually have one that's good and it can really maintain. We always say if you take an air conditioner home and maybe halfway through it kind of stops, well, call us. It may just be that the life of that one has run out and we can replace it for you. So don't feel like you're like, oh, it was my only one and 2 weeks into it. You know, that happens and we maintain the best we can. And like I said, if you get one that's maybe a few years older, we never know when it's going to stop.
It is what it is. It's a mechanical device, and even some of the newer ones, you know, give you a problem. So
yeah, and we just want to say thank you to all of our community members, too. We've already received donations. Some people do this every year. They send in money for replacing one unit. They know about our project. Central National Bank has given us a donation to purchase a couple more this year and replace some of those that we know will break probably this summer or getting very close to that because they're a couple years old. If it wasn't for the community support to keep these coming in, replacing them, and maintaining them, we wouldn't have this project. So thank you to all of our donors for that. We love it because it serves so many people at a really risky time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great project, and it's other than the electrical cost, as far as the air conditioner itself, no cost to the user.
Yeah, and no limits. Every year you can come back. And so that's something to just know. I mean, it's not like you get it this year, and then as long as we have one in stock, they are available.
Yeah, and, you know, you're not going to say, nope, sorry, you used up your, I don't care, 6 years eligibility. You have to do something else.
No, we never say that. Never, ever. So it's a good thing to keep in mind, especially, like I said, it may not be you. You may be listening, and 2 weeks from now, you may hear someone at church that says, oh, my air conditioning is broken, and you know about this. Please pass the word on so that nobody has to suffer through the summer and no one has to take the chance of something serious happening.
Absolutely. So just give Elder Care a call. Phone number is...
It's 918-336-8500. When you call in, just ask about the air conditioners. We'll get you to the right person and we'll kind of walk you through those steps.
It's a fairly easy process, like you said, just a short questionnaire. A lot of other things going on. You can solve them with a phone call. I know you've already missed the open house event. That was Monday, but you're welcome at Elder Care just to come in and take a look around anytime.
Exactly. Anytime you did miss it, you know, it's the first Monday of every month, so you never really know what day it's going to fall. But we had a great open house. We'll have another one on August 6th. But at any time, come by, drop by, say, hey, I want a tour, or I need to cool down because I've been running errands. We got air conditioning in the building. You can come check out our facility. I'd encourage you to pick up one of our new Golden Opportunity brochures that came out just, I think, like a week ago.
Okay.
And feels
just a few
like
days
forever.
Ago. And the holiday in the middle of the week kind of messes up. What day was that again? Yes,
exactly. But we have some great things. What I love to encourage people is we talk about the heat and how you kind of stay inside, but we don't want you to get isolated during the cold parts of the year or the hot parts of the year. And that's so easy to do.
Hop on an air-conditioned bus and go someplace.
Exactly. So you can come by and you can travel with Golden Opportunities, or you can take a class with us, or one thing that we're doing new is next Friday, if you are 60 or older and you're going to be out in the community, stop by Elder Care on Friday the 13th from 2 to 3. We're having a free ice cream social. Come out, grab an ice cream sundae, meet a couple people. It's kind of a come and go. You don't have to stay for this whole hour, but we're partnering with Comforting Hands Hospice just to offer us a cool treat during the heat of the summer, mm-hmm. And a way for you to come in and just meet someone or catch up with those who maybe you haven't seen in a while.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great deal. It's free ice cream. Can't go wrong there.
You can't. Now, you don't have to RSVP. Now, if you think you're going to come, we'd love to hear about it so we can try and plan for you. But if you're running errands and you remember, then just stop on by. Be a great way to cool down and meet some people. If you're interested in something a little bit longer, a little bit more in depth, you can join us for any of our day trips that's going on. I know the end of July, we're going to hop on a motor coach and head out to Chanute, Kansas. It's about an hour and a half from here. It's not too far.
Not a bad drive at all.
Yeah, and it'll be on a motor coach. So cool, comfortable, lots of people to talk to.
Make friends.
Make friends. That's what I'm always make friends, have fun. We're going to visit one of the oldest churches in Kansas and see one of the oldest organs that's been brought in from Germany from the 1900s. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to hit lunch at the country club, and then we're going to stop by the Martin Osa Safari Museum, one of the first explorers in Africa. They have so many beautiful stories and photos and all the stuff that was brought back, and the family donated it to Chanute, where they're from, and they have this beautiful museum, and it's just fascinating to get to see some of the earliest pictures of Africa and kind of what they did and how they started this and how people have followed after. Their history is just phenomenal. And so it's just a short little trip that you can come out to. If you're not looking to quite go so far, in August, we are going to do a murder mystery dinner here locally. It's in Dewey at the Heritage Theater there. Mm-hmm. And anybody 6 year older can join us for dinner and a show and see if you can solve a murder.
It was Mr. White in the library with a knife.
It could be. I have no idea what it's about. But a murder mystery is always a fun time. It engages your brain. You laugh a lot. The troupe that's going to be putting it on is just funny and hilarious, and I think people will really enjoy it. So that's a great time. You'll reserve your spot with us, you'll pay us, we'll take care of your meal and all of the show stuff. So all you have to do is drive there and arrive that night. That's August 21st. And then in September, we're going to jump on a motor coach again and head out to Stillwater, and we're going to visit the Lost Creek Safari Zoo out there.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, I know. And then we're going to also visit the OSU Insect Research House. And so we're going to learn about kind of a lot of the research they do there at OSU, mm-hmm. have lunch. It's going to be a great time. So everything's indoors. Everything's air conditioned. Everything's planned. Just get out and come do something with us.
Sounds like a great deal. Pick up the brochure, Golden Opportunities Program, and we will continue with some of their highlights and kind of take a look at what's coming up at Elder Care along the future months in just a bit on 1400 K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Spending a little bit of time this morning on Community Connection with Elder Care's Jennifer Ennis, and we've been talking about, among other things, the Golden Opportunities Program. You have a golden hour every once in a while, let people find out what's going on.
We do. Our free social monthly dinner is kind of what it is. It's the fourth Thursday of every month. So we just passed it, but it will come back up here in July. I think it's July 26th will be our next one. Before that, though, we have this great beer tasting going on. So if you love beer and mm-hmm. you're 60 or older, you should join us. It's out at Elder Care. It's actually being presented by the Bartlesville Home Brewers Club. So those gentlemen are going to come in and they're going to talk about first commercial beers that they feel like are pretty comparable to home brews. Mm-hmm. and they're going to bring in a couple samples of their own homebrew so you can find maybe the best beer for the summer.
Maybe you like it as like an IPA, so you'll find that particular one, or maybe you prefer, you know, something in a dark lager, or maybe even a stout. You can check out things that you like and figure out what they brought for you.
Exactly. And they're going to talk about kind of how their club members brew their own beer at home if you want to start a new hobby, or if you just want to come and drink some beer and have some snacks and find something new. It's a great time. That's on Friday, July 20th. We can only fit 15 people into there, so you're going to want to sign up early to make sure you get your spot for that.
Seating is limited.
Exactly. And if beer is not your thing, we always have other classes for you in August. First part of August, we're going to do a painting class. You can come in and paint a door hanger that's looks like the state of Oklahoma, or maybe you want to do a birdhouse, or maybe you want to kick off fall already in August and paint a pumpkin or a leaf or something. So we'll have those great things. And then in September, we're having Lauren Green come back from the Bartlesville Symphony, and he's going to do a class called Scandals in Music.
Yeah, sure.
And talk about all the scandals that's happened in classical music. And so we have classes for everyone. We also have fitness classes. We talk about staying active during the summer. If you don't want to go out and walk around your neighborhood, come in for an indoor air-conditioned group class. And
you've got all kinds of things from yoga to Tai Chi. I'm not sure what else is going on. But
yeah, we've got yoga. We've got a class called Enhanced Fitness that uses some weights and some stretching. It's really great. If you're not ready to join a class because you're off balance, or you've lost some strength, or you know, you're recovering from an illness, then think about physical therapy this time of year too. It's a great time to come back in during the heat. It's indoors again, but you can rebuild that strength for the holidays. Mm-hmm. It takes a few months. It's not something that you can do right away. So if you're already feeling a little different, a little off balance, now's the time to tackle it. So when those family get-togethers come at the end of the year, you're ready then, and you're not thinking, oh, I put this off and now I'm not sure that I'm ready to travel. Do it now.
No, you don't want to sit in the corner. You want to be active and doing something.
Exactly. So you want to do that. You say, look, it's great, I want to do something, but none of this stuff appeals to me because I need something more frequent. I need something more on a daily basis. Well, our Daybreak program can provide the same kind of activities that we're talking about, but more structured, more staff on site. You actually come to our building, we can pick you up. And so anything you're looking to do, if you're looking to get out and get social, if you're looking to meet new people, if you're looking to just move because it's been too long since you've really done more than walk to the TV or the fridge or around your house, we have something for you. And we encourage you to get up, to use your brain, to use your body, because if you don't use them, you're going to lose them and you're going to feel worse. And I know that everyone hates that saying, but it's true. You're going to feel worse.
But it hurts when I do this. Well, if you move more, it won't hurt as bad.
Yes. So one more thing I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
We love to offer lots of free things if we can.
Sure.
And so we have a hearing screening coming up on Wednesday, July 18th. So we've partnered with Miracle Ear here in Bartlesville. They're going to come into elder care. They're going to do a 20-minute hearing screening to see if maybe you need a more in-depth screening with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, they'll hand you that test results, and then you can pick someone to go research and do a little bit more testing with. They're also going to clean hearing aids and change batteries of hearing aids. So if you find that maybe you're wearing a hearing aid and something seems a little strange, might be a great time to come out and have them check that for you there at elder care and do that.
Your ears are always producing wax, whether there's a hearing aid in there or not, so stuff builds up in them and they need to be cleaned.
Exactly. So it's a great time. I always love to say, anytime we do a hearing or a vision screening, a balance screen, it's always like you go to the doctor, get it checked once a year. Maybe it's perfectly fine and you're good for a year, or maybe you'd be surprised that last year you had it done and this year is a little bit different. Those are completely free. You just have to sign up for an appointment slot, because they are limited. You can only fit so many people in one day. So you can give us a call at 918-336-8500. Pick a time of the day that works on that Wednesday, July 18th. We can get you in. You can get it checked. And then you'll feel better.
And the folks from Miracle Ear certainly would love your business, but they're giving you the results of the screening, and you can do with it as you need to.
Exactly. And if you're that person who your children have been saying, Mom, you've been asking me to repeat myself a whole lot, you can bring them the test results and say, It's fine. Look, this test result says I can hear just fine.
You just need to speak better. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Always something going on in elder care. Again, I want to just for the last few seconds, again, remind people if they tuned in late, the Cool Room project is going on now. Now is a great time to get that air conditioner installed.
Exactly. So again, call us at 918-336-8500 to learn about the Cool Room project, to sign up for that free ice cream social next Friday, to sign up for these hearing screenings, to get information about any of our programs, or stop by Elder Care. We're at 1223 Swan Drive, right by Walmart. I know you know where that is, so just keep on going around Walmart and you will find us with a big green roof.
News on the way next on K1.
In news, I'm Sean Carey. State finance officials say Oklahoma's economy is continuing.